Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the eighth week after the Sunday of Trinity, Wednesday. Our scripture reading comes from the book of Psalm, chapter 119, verses 89 through 96. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You have established the earth, and it stands fast. By your appointment, they stand this day, for all things are your servants. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. I am yours. Save me, for I have sought your precepts. The wicked lie in wait to destroy me, but I consider your testimonies. I have seen a limit to all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad. Our scripture lesson comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. We also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it, not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers. God makes his word known to us through men, and he proclaimed it and had it written down especially through the apostles. St. Peter and St. Paul did not speak their own words, but God's word. As St. Paul also assures the Thessalonians when he says to them, we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it, not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers. The word may well be preached to me, but no one can implant it in my heart except God alone. God must speak his word to my heart, otherwise nothing comes of it. If God keeps silent, the word is not really spoken to my heart. Hence, no one will ever force me to give up the word which God himself has taught me. This I must know as certainly as I know that 2 and 3 make 5. This remains true even if all councils say otherwise. If they say otherwise, I know that they are lying. Likewise, 1 yard is more than half a yard. This is certain. Even if the whole world says otherwise, I know that this does not change such facts. Who forces me to this conclusion? No one but the truth alone, which is so complete and so certain that no one can deny it. This is also the case with the truth which God has implanted in our hearts. I am not so concerned about the opinion of Augustine, Jerome, St. Peter, St. Paul, or even of the archangel Gabriel from heaven. I want to have God's word and what God himself says. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you for the sure and certain truth which you have set forth in your word. Make us steadfast and immovable in this truth, in and through our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of this devotional. The Luther for the Busy Man podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit lutherforthebusyman.org to receive each day's devotion in your inbox. And go to flbc.edu for the latest from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.